Yeah, it's a little different, isn't it, Phil? In the old way over there.
Just a wee bit of that center point on maybe or something like that.
Oh, we're going to go and do Nora. We ain't done Nora.
What are we doing here today?
Right down, we're on song three. Where are we going?
We're good to go.
Well, we're actually not. Those guys played a few extra songs. So I think it's going to be pretty much.
Are we ready?
All right, here we go. This is the last time that these boys are going to be on the stage this year, so let's make them welcome. Banjo Dan, Midnight Plowboy.
That's us, boys. That'll be us.
Sweet, sweet Rose Jones.
sweet girl used to go and smile John on those deep dark waters. I can't live without Rosie Jones. Her lips were soft and sweet as honey. Her hair was bright as yellow gold. Her cheeks were red as summer roses. She was my sweet, sweet Rosie Jones. She was my sweet.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. We're Bantry Dan, all the fun-loving Midnight Plowboys. We're looking forward to our climactic set here. John Henry, a true son of North Dakota, singing a song about a gal from the Peace Garden State.
Thank you.
Peace Garden State.
Yes.
With our own state national bank.
Well, we'll get a bunch of tunes we're going to play for you. And I hope you like them. Here's a song written by a wonderful pianist and songwriter. Her name is Nora Jones. Very famous, very well known. Here's one of her songs called What Am I to You? What am I to you? Tell me, darling, true. You are the sea, vast as you can be, and the deepest shade of blue. When you're feeling low, where else will you go? I'd cry if it hurts, give you my last shirt, 'cause I love you so. Now if my skies should fall, would you even come? Opened up my heart, never want to part, I'm giving you the ball. When I look into your eyes, I can feel the butterflies. Love you when you're blue. Tell me, darling, true, what am I to you? What am I to you?
Thank you.
Thank you, friends. Let's play a little baseball, boys.
We put them all down here, John?
Yeah.
Put them all down there. It's going to be a raffle. This goes out to this gentleman right here in his Red Sox hat.
Here's a song about and Kevin Euclid, who's in the audience. This goes out to you, too, Kevin.
Hey,
sorry about the injury. We hope you'll be back even stronger next year. Friends, this is a song about the days when we didn't have TV. We listened to the sportscasters and the announcers, and they painted the picture for us. Here's one called Play by Play.
Play by play on the radio. Play by play.
Out on the porch in the summer heat, the sound of the Southerners' voice filled the street. Me and the redhead are up in the catbird seat. Out in St. Louis, we're sure the same. Holy cow, what a baseball game. The sacks are loaded, here comes that man again.
And it was play by play on the radio. Play by play on the radio. Play by play, solid on the radio.
come alive. Ernie and Mel and Bob was a prince of a guy. Out of thin air, pictures somehow appeared. You could smell the hot dogs and taste the beer. You felt the excitement as the crowd began to cheer.
Play by play on the radio. Play by play on the radio. Play by play, I saw it on the radio.
Kevin Euclid strikes again.
Thanks a lot, folks. Here's an Everly Brothers tune for you. I just remember that album. Do you guys remember that album where the Everly Brothers are riding on white Harley Davidson motorcycles, both of them, and they had their hair really
their hair.
All boof, whatever it is, bouffeted up. Not bouffeted.
Boof-bonzered up,
yeah. Those were the days, my friends. Phil and Dave, Phil and Don, started out in country music and played on the radio station at 7 a.m. in the morning and that whole thing. They went on to rock and roll fame and then ultimately to fighting each other on the stage, and their career went up in flames. But anyway, here's a song when they were country boys, one called A Long Time Gone.
Kentucky Racehorse song. Hope you like that. Our guitar player, also since 1972, writes a lot of songs for the band. Sings a good song, usually his own original songs. So what are you going to do? Big Al Davis, by the way. Make him welcome, because we never make him welcome.
Let's do the login song for the good folks. Turn
okay.
The air conditioning.
A log for the people.
All right, we're going to do a song that's a little bit different. We like to sort of mix them up, and this is an original song that Al wrote about the logging industry up in Maine around the turn of some other century. We're going to cool you down with a song about winter, one called The Ice Out. Okay.
Well, we're deep in the woods in winter, snow is higher than your chin. There's no way of getting out, and nothing's coming in. Well, the Protestants had their service, and the Catholics had one too. It's not they're so religious, gives them something else to do. And cookies served it up, plum pudding and venison stew. But Sunday's the quiet day, time to take your ease. Forget the aches, snowbound shakes, endless hills of trees. Well, it's cut your hair and sew your clothes, trying to relax. Hone your axe and grease your boots, maybe pay your tax. But the moon like tarnished tin, snow is growing thin. But no one's getting out of here, ain't nothing coming in. We're just sitting waiting on the ice out to begin. When the ice goes out, we'll take them out, down to Bangor Town. It's the hard part, it's the bad part. Men get crushed, men get drowned. With the Canhope Pike and Peavey, we'll keep them headed down, cheating death from log to log till we reach that old little town. You wear that rusted crown, King of Bangor Town. If you're a friend of mine, don't let me be so blind. If you're a friend of mine, remind. Well, now we're deep in the woods in winter, snow is higher than your chin. There's no way of getting out, nothing's coming in. The Protestants had their service, the Catholics had one too. It's not they're so religious, give them something else to do. If you're a friend of mine, don't let me be so blind. You're a friend of mine, remind. Thank you, friends. On the fiddle, Mr. Phil Block from Brattleboro, Vermont. If you didn't hear the reason why he's seated this evening, he had a little traffic accident in Massachusetts a couple nights ago and hurt his foot pretty badly. So we'd like to get him to lead us in this next song.
From a seated position.
Seated or standing? What are you going to do for the good folks here?
I don't know. It's hard to play fiddle sitting down sometimes.
It's true.
I'll see if I can stand up for 3 minutes at a time.
You do the rich song?
Yeah. You know, before we start, I've been noticing these folks right down front. I think they must be pickers and singers and stuff because they seem to be taking notes and comparing notes and kind of criticizing every move we make and stuff like that. You guys have a family band or something? Not yet. Okay. It's coming soon. We'll be watching for you in a few years up here on the stage.
Phil Block with the Jerusalem Ridge. Thank you.
the Jerusalem Ridge.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Phil Black.
What's that noise?
Oh, it's a love song for you.
You all set for this?
As the sunlight frames the tresses that surround your sleepy head, the morning breeze blows softly through the window by the bed. I know you should be going, but I have a thought for you instead. Would you have breakfast with your darling? Of all the others, most important of the day. We'll sit down by the garden where the swallows dive and play. After such a lovely night, I'd hate to see you drive away. Will you have breakfast with me, darling? Got a dozen lamb hams, I've got a little Jersey cow. Berries sparkling on the bushes under skies without a cloud. I sure do like your company if you don't know by now. Will you have breakfast with me, darling? Darling.
That's a breakfast song written by our mandolinist, Willie Linder. I'd like to do a country tune for you, kind of anticipate tomorrow's activities, which is a country day as opposed to a bluegrass day. We'll get our bass player to sing this one for you. And we'll all join in. One by the Statler Brothers, a hit maybe 10 years ago, some time ago now. Ready for this one, boys? Here's one called Elizabeth. I'd like to dedicate it to all the Elizabeths in the audience tonight. Yeah.
That would include Elizabeth Hopkins.
All right,
how many Elizabeths do we have
that
here today?
That little baby over there, little kid.
Little baby.
All right, Elizabeth.
Well, especially for her.
Yeah, there she is.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Oh, Elizabeth, I long to see your pretty. I long to touch your lips. I long to feel your warm embrace. Don't know if I could ever live my life without you. Oh, Elizabeth, I'm sure missing you.
I remember when we shared a life
together.
Thank you.
And I wonder if that part's really true. Be it right or wrong, I feel my heart will surely break. Oh, Elizabeth, I hope you'll understand. Oh, Elizabeth, I long to see your pretty face. I long to touch your lips. I long to feel your warm embrace. Don't know if I could ever live my life without you. Oh, Elizabeth, I'm sure missing you. Don't know if I could ever live my life without you. Oh, Elizabeth, I'm sure missing you. Oh, Elizabeth.
That's for you, little Elizabeth. And you for you, bigger Elizabeth.
All you Elizabeths. All you Elizabeths, no matter where you may be. The Queen of England, for that matter. Friends, we're going to do a few more tunes here, I see. And here's a song called Fire in the Sugar House. Fire in the Sugar House. We play in different states, you know, in some places that people don't know about sugaring and stuff. And we have to go into a long explanation about specific gravity and various other principles of physics and chemistry. We're going to not do that tonight because we're all Vermonters here.
We all know about specific gravity.
We all know about specific gravity here in Vermont. That is correct. And we all know about hanky-panky in the Sugar House, which is one of the themes of this song. Hope you enjoy it. It's one called Fire. Fire in the Sugar House.
Yes.
One, two, three, four. Well, Billy C. and Jenny Plouffe were trying to get it done. They were boiling and packing, trooped up with the run. But things don't always work out just the way we planned. Add some heat pretty soon, sat boiling in the pan. Well, the work was hot like it's not. They had cold winds in the snow. The sky was black, a million stars, but on their nightly show, Billy fed the fire with wood and Jenny drew the sap. When they got tired, he sat him down, she sat upon his lap.
Fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
Well, it's roiling and it's boiling, filling up with steam. Fog is sweet and heavy and it's like you're in a dream.
Fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
And they were hugging in that steamy dark. Wasn't just the wood inside the arch that began to spark. Jenny took her sweater off, she had three more on the side. They were on that slippery slope, looking forward to the slide. Now when you're making maple, you've got to be aware you can burn the pan, singe your hair, and even cause a fire. But sometimes maple syrup's not the sweetest thing. It's love that flies through clear blue sky like a songbird on the wing.
Sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
Well, it's roiling and it's boiling, filling up with steam. Fog is sweet and heavy and it's like you're in a dream.
There's fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
Thank you. it's filling up with steam. Fog is sweet and heavy, and it's like you're in a dream.
There's fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot. Fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. There's fire in the sugar house, it's really up a lot. There's fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. There's fire in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot. There's fire in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
Hey! Watch out!
Grade A Amber.
Yes,
a tune by our guitar player, Big Al Davids, happens to be the title tune of our last CD, Escape, and it's called The Fire in the Sugar House. What are we going to do now, boys? Unfortunately, Big Al broke a guitar string on that last one, but fortunately, we have another guitar. Unfortunately, it's out of tune, but fortunately, it can be tuned. Unfortunately, some of the strings are really old and rusty, but fortunately, we're going to do an unaccompanied song.
But unfortunately, we can't stand.
Yeah. But fortunately, we did last
time. Hang on. Hang on.
Ooh,
I am so tired since Jesus came. Since my Lord came
to my life.
Into my life
and bore my guilt and my shame.
Joy's
beautiful joy
I've never had.
Never I've had.
I found his love.
Bound to love and I'm glad.
So truly gladness, no more sadness,
when we all see his smiling face,
praise
praises, singing, what joy bringing, when we gather in that holy place,
there'll be there'll be no
stormy, rough roads,
up to
that clear and bright eternal shore.
Yes, there'll be gladness,
no more sadness, when we meet heart no more.
I love my dear Lord,
and he is
Jesus
mine.
Is mine.
He makes the path
for me shine. Shall shine.
Far behind things
that make me
sad.
I found his
bound
love,
to love, and I'm glad.
True
so truly gladness,
no more
sadness, when we all see
his
smiling face.
Praise
singing,
what joy brings,
singing, when we gather in that holy place.
There'll be no trouble, no joy, no sorrow,
up to that clear and bright eternal shore.
Yes,
there'll be gladness,
no more
sadness, when we meet part no more.
When we meet part no more.
When we meet part no more.
Hallelujah, friends.
Okay.
Well, we finished our set here, but we got some more time. We're going to do a few more songs that we really enjoy doing. We'll call on Phil to do one that we recorded just a little while ago. Somewhere out in the nether regions there, after our set, we'll put our table up, and we have some CDs. We don't have a big fancy canopy because we're not that famous. But
we got a table over there.
But we really like to feature Phil Block on this one, a fiddle tune. Willie and I will take a little piece of it. Mostly it's going to be all Block all the time. Phil, let's do the Washington County. Thank you. Okay, that one featured Fiddle and Phil Block, and had a song from John Henry for a while, one of our favorite singers. We're so proud to have him in the band. And we're going to let John just step up with a guitar here, forget that he's a bass player, and he's going to do a song that I think Conway Twitty and a whole lot of country artists recorded, written by Harlan Howard, and we've also recorded this one, in fact. It's called The Moon Song. You ready, John Henry?
I sure am.
Get her, boy.
Heard Conway Twitty on the radio doing this a couple weeks ago, which legitimized it for me. Moon Song. So I spoke to the man in the moon. Said, sir, is she coming back soon? Well, he just smiled and stated, son, I'm overrated. I'm giving too much credit in those old love tunes. I don't know a thing about love. Just kind of hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing. So I asked him, where is she tonight? You must see all things in that light. He said, son, I could tell you things might kill you, but I don't get involved in what's wrong or right. I don't know a thing about love. I just kindly hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. He said I can move oceans if I take the notion. Make mountains tumble, rivers run dry. But in all matters human, there's someone to talk to. He's in charge of it all, way up there in the sky. I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. No, I don't know a thing about love.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
John Henry Drake on the vocals.
Thank you. Well, it's good to meet you. Are we going to be nuts?
Well, friends, we are Banjo Dan and the Midnight Plowboys featuring Willie Linder on the mandolin, John Drake on the big bass, Big Al Davis on the guitar, Fiddle and Phil Block over here. My name's Dan. We've really enjoyed being part of the Lake Champlain Bluegrass Festival. We hope to see you at the Burke Mountain Bluegrass Festival, a one-day event up on the mountain on September 18th.
How long is that going to last?
It's going to last one day, Willie. Oh. Just one day. It's a one-day festival. Yeah.
That's what you meant.
We hope you'll come and join us there. I had a bunch of flyers, but I think they've all been given out. We're going to leave you a song. Al, I'm going to let Al introduce this because he's so...
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to do a great job.
I think I can do a good job. It's actually a Del McCurry song, but we don't do it like Del does it. We do it faster.
That would be too good.
Thank you all a lot. Lake Champlain Bluegrass Festival. We'll leave you with one called The Loggin' Man.
Up every morning at the crack of dawn with his high-top boots and his Levi's on. He eats ham and eggs, biscuit bread, always in the woods where the sun turns red. He's a chainsaw, log skidding, tree climbing, limb, magic truck driving, but a logging man. Yeah.
Hey, he's got skin like leather and a steel backbone. He's stubborn as a mule, but only twice as strong. He'll chop 100 trees in an iron can. He won't back down, he's one heck of a man.
He's a chainsaw log, skidding tree, climbing land, like a tuck dive and run log and bang. He's a chainsaw log, skidding tree, climbing limb, got a truck driving, and a flogging man.
Thank you, folks. Have a terrific evening. Don't go anywhere. You got those big Spike Boys coming right up, okay?
Banjo Dan, Midnight Plowboy. You like them? They're not coming back again this year. Is there anything you'd like to have them do? You want one more? Let's bring them back. Banjo Dan, Midnight
Thank
Plowboy.
You. Thank you so much.
Thanks for not letting me get very far away.
Yeah, that's a good thing that happened quick, so Phil didn't have to put weight on that little old foot.
I didn't have to hobble around too much.
We appreciate it very much, and you guys are going to have a great show ahead of you. The Cherry Homes are here, and they're a wonderful act, and you're going to enjoy them a whole lot. And of course, you got the big Spike coming up after us. So, and tomorrow is all full of rockabilly stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
some of the great names. In that genre, so stick around and have a good time all weekend long. We got a song we're going to do for you that was written by our guitar player, Big Al Davis, who wrote The Fire in the Sugar House, and you might gather that we do a bunch of our own writing and come up with things that other people probably wouldn't even imagine. And this is one of those tunes, and it's a wonderful tune, which is us all good luck. And Lord knows we need it. I think yesterday was Friday the 13th, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Too late for that, but yeah, we got through that pretty good. But there's more hazards ahead. So here's Al to sing his song called Good Luck.
I want to kick it off on the mandolin.
To the farmer takes his living from the land, and good luck to all us pickers tonight. We're playing in a five-piece band. For the sailor running scared tonight on the cold dark sea, as we make our way back home again. Good luck,
good luck
to you
and me.
Good luck to the nurse, she works the graveyard shift. And good luck to every hitchhiker waiting on a lift. For the all-night diner waitress that's weary to the bone.
Good luck to every one of us
as we make our way back home. We say that the whole world is changing. May die of heat or the cold. Bombs and missiles may destroy us. Our children may never grow old. So good luck to the checkouts who total up our lives. And good luck to the busboys who sort the forks and knives. For those who must sleep cold tonight through no fault of their own.
Good luck to every one of us
as we make our way back home. biker. He's riding in the rain. And good luck to every hobo tonight running for a train. For the weary, lonesome traveler without an end in sight.
Good luck to every one of us
as we make
it home tonight.
The storm clouds that gather in fury. There's the smell of lightning in the air. Things keep moving fast. Nothing seems to last. There's no refuge anywhere. So good luck
to the farmer.
He's just living
on the land.
And good luck
to the pickers
playing in a five-piece band. Old sailor running scared out of cold dark sea
as we make our way back home again.
Good luck.
Good luck
to you,
to you and me.
Good luck. Thank you very much. We'll see you right over here. Have a great time. Bye-bye.
Ben Jordan, Midnight Plowboys. Thank you, gentlemen. Fine, fine job. Good to see y'all again. Hope we'll see you next year. All right. We'll take an extra half hour off, so Phil will have time to get off.